end of the road. This is Dr. Herbert O'Barley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with the thought for today, the end of the road. What is the end of the road? Where is the end of the road? How does the end of the road affect you and me? How does the end of the road affect our lives? Where are we on the end of the road? Where are we at the point where there is no more? We walk down a street and we find beautiful things in life. We walk down a country road and we see many wonderful things. We walk many areas of life and we come to the end of the road. And then we find out that the road is not a dead end. The road may have ceased to be because people did not go any further, but when we come to the end of the road, we are coming to the point where we are going to make the difference in our life. We are going to make the difference because we are taking the step into whatever it is we believe is going to be the most exciting, most wonderful, most fun thing we've ever done in our life. What may seem to be the end of the road, where there's no path, where there's no way that anyone has ever gone there before that we can see. There's no highway, there's no paved road, there's no path, dirt road, there's no way that's going to lead us in. And we look at the end of the road. We look at the end of circumstances that have found us. And we say to ourselves, okay, what next? Am I going to stop here, or am I going to continue going on the way? What is up ahead? What is there to see? Are there beautiful flowers to see along the way? Are there lovely trees? Are there people living up there? People that don't walk this path very often, but they live up there and they stay up there. Are there adventures yet to be seen? Are there beautiful mountain streams? Are there beautiful waterfalls cascading over the edge of the mountain? I can feel the mist in the air, and I'm drawn forward to go beyond the end of the road. Life's greatest adventures for you and for me are beyond the end of the road. Life's greatest adventures are when we go that path that no one else seemingly has taken before us. And as we walk along that path, we find there are things that only we can interpret, because it seems nobody else has been there, nobody else has interpreted it. Now, what are we going to see? Are we going to see a frightful path where it's thorns along the way? Are we going to see lovely grass that we're going to walk on? Are we going to see beautiful trees, or are we going to see old dead trees as we climb higher on the mountainside? And as we climb further from the end of the road, we find the trees become fewer and fewer. And then we begin to climb higher and higher, and the air becomes more limited. It does not have the oxygen it had lower down. Oh, you say we have already gone up thousands of feet? Well, yes, we have. We have already gone up into that heady air where it is not as strong and not as powerful and not as heavy as it is at sea level. And we're tempted to say, I don't want to go any further. But something inside of us says, climb further, climb further. And as we climb further, we find there are caves. There are animals that live up here. There are beings that have walked the path here. Now, what is the adventure we're going to come to? What is it that we're looking for at the end of the road? Are we looking for something that we've had before? Maybe we're not going to go up a mountain. Maybe we're just going to go across the plain. Maybe we're just walking through the city. And we've come to the end of the city road. And the city does not project itself out any further. The rest is just private land where the farm is. Where are we going? What is our life all about? What adventure do we want in life? When you come to the end of the road, is that a fatalistic point of view where the end is there, there is nothing more? Or when you come to the end of the road, is that where you start beginning to live? Because then you are interpreting the adventure from your own point of view and not from anyone else's. You're beginning to look at life from a wholly new focus. Now, we can hang on to the old, and we like to do that very much. We like to do that, and we like to pave and repave the roads. We like to have things be steady and determined, have things be understood. But when we venture out, when we reach out and look at life and see just what there is out here, out there, what sort of magic do we come about? Now, I'd like to share with you the idea of the end of the road on your inner journey. You come in a meditation time, and in your meditation time, you come to what seems to be the end of the road, what seems to be the end of your thought, the end of your program for yourself. And what you want to do is to fall asleep. And this tendency to fall asleep is what we all do when we come to the end of the road. Some people call it death. Some people call it falling asleep. Some people call it losing interest in life. Some people call it confusion. Now, what do you want to call it? What do I want to call it? Have you ever gone on an introspective trip inside of yourself and looked at all of the things that are there to see? Oh, you say everyone has done that. No, they haven't. Everyone has gone as far as the city roads take them, as far as the comfortable way has taken them. They go as far as their imagination allows them because it has said, I understand this. But am I capable of going beyond the end of the road and seeing what's there? Are we a little frightened by it, thinking something not to our benefit might be there? Or do we look and say, let's see what the surprise is that the end of the road holds for us? Why did nobody else seemingly go beyond the end of the road? Why do people stop when the road ends and turn around and go back? In our meditation, in our introspection, as we come to the end of our road, we are bored, we fall asleep, we stop following the magic of that inner listening, and we think nothing good can come of this. But all the truly creative souls who've ever walked the road and come to the end of the road, the truly creative souls are the ones who have said, I wonder what's next. What's going to come next? I wonder what sort of magical realm I'm going to enter into here. I'm a book writer. I'm a sculptor. I'm a musician. I'm a father. I'm a mother. I'm whatever I am. Now, what am I in my introspective time? Am I limited by what I am in my outer world? Am I limited by things I have done? Or is there a magic within me that says, hey, you can do anything you want to do? Nobody's going to tell you in here, in yourself, nobody's going to tell you you can't do it. Nobody's going to say you cannot walk up this hill. Nobody's going to say you cannot jump off this mountain. Nobody's going to say you cannot swim this ocean. Nobody's going to say that to you. And the reason that nobody's going to say that to you is because you're all by yourself in your introspective time. And in your introspective time, there is no such thing as something you cannot do. There is no such thing as a dream that is not manifest in your introspective time. In your introspective time, all of the ideas, all of the ideals, all of the magic that you've ever had flit through your thought system, that's where they come from. That's where they fire out of. Because there's no limit in your introspective time. There's no limit in your imagination time. There's no limit in your time of introspection, a time of listening within. There's no limit. And yes, worldly-wise, we may come to the end of worldly roads, but in our meditation time, there are no ends to the road. Because there's no connecting links between ideas in our introspective time. They do not have to have a bus going from one introspective idea to another. They do not have to have anything that moves you from one thought to another. You move in your thought system with abandon, with a simplicity, with a beauty, with a magic that takes you wherever you want to go and gives you whatever fulfillment you want in your life. Oh, you say, I want to do this, I want to do that. But while you're saying, I want to do this, I want to do that, you're thinking of all the limitations of accomplishing it. You're thinking of all the limitations of fulfilling whatever it is you want to do. I want to take a trip around the world. Well, right away you think, what sort of transportation am I going to use? Where am I going to get the ticket? Where am I going to get the money for the trip? Where am I going to get the, am I going to go alone or am I going to have a companion with me? What am I going to do? What nation, city, world am I going to see first? You see, all these things don't take place in meditation time. They don't take place in introspection time. When you come to the end of the road and you have to stop thinking about all the details, and then you say to yourself, oh, what next? And then the world of magic begins to reveal itself to you and to me. The world of magic starts saying, hey, this is beautiful. Look at these lovely people here in China. Look at the magical souls in India. Look at the North Americans. Look at the South Americans. Look at the Europeans. Look at the Russians. Look at the people of the world. Look at the Japanese, Mongolians. Look at all of the people of the world, step by step. And as I look at them, I don't think, how did I get there? No. As I look at them, I look at them, and I am there. As I think any thought, as I have any imagination in my heart, my soul, my being, I am there now, right now. And in this nowness, I'm not walking a journey. I'm not going on a roadway. I'm not using any type of transportation. I am not even using mental transportation. There is nothing between my thought and being. And so as I have these thoughts, I am being the thought. I am fulfilling the thought. I am living the thought. I am expressing the thought. And I am having the time of my life. All this takes place in my introspection. All this takes place when I learn how to let go in meditation and fly high and soar into the imaginable and unimaginable. and enjoy every moment of it. And enjoy every moment of it as a now. For truly, there is no other time, there is no other place, there is no other experience, there is no other isness than the now when I am in my introspective thought. When I am in my introspective thought, everything is beautiful. There is not one negative or unhappy situation in my introspective thought. When I am in my introspective thought, I am the fulfillment of all. Now, if you could look at yourself and say, I am a thought. And as you look at yourself and you say, I am a thought. Now, am I an introspective thought or am I an outer thought? Am I a thought in my mind, in my heart, in my soul, in my inner being? Or am I a thought that's in the outer world expressing? And what I find out is that I am the introspective thought. There is no thought in the outer world. In the outer world, seemingly, there are only conclusions. There are only demonstrations or illustrations or manifestations. And when I'm in my inner thought, my introspective thought, I am in a motion picture divine. I am in an unlimited motion picture. What I can do with my mind, with my thought, with my ideal self, is so fantastic that I would never have dreamed it possible. In the movies, they have to use a lot of strange techniques to make things happen. They have to use strange operations and mechanical devices and so forth to make it appear that it's raining, to make it appear that it's snowing, to make it appear that they're up a mountain, to make it appear that they're in this room. And really, the room is just maybe three-sided. And the other side is where the cameras come in and take the pictures and so forth. When I am working on introspection, I have no limitations of needing to have a false room, needing to live in a facade world, needing to be unreal, for I am very real. And every imaginable concept of my being, of my thinking, is a reality. But it is not something that holds me or molds me or contains me. It is just something that is. And in the flip of an instant, in the snap of a finger, I am off to another adventure. I am off to another reality. And the more I am able to live in this introspective world, the more I'm able to be who I am in this divine path, the more I will be that divine path. I should really delight in the fact that I've come to the end of the road, because now the road truly is just beginning. Now my life, my world, my expression, my dreams are just beginning. For now, I'm living in that introspective state of consciousness which never ceases, never ends, never has a problem, never has a condition that needs to be fulfilled. It never has a time. It is timeless. It is beyond all isness. It's beyond all nowness. It's beyond all. It is all being all right now. And for me to contemplate and conceive of allness being all right now, for me to conceive of being in an introspective state, I feel it's very impractical, because life would end people would think I'm crazy. People would think I'm out of my gourd, and they would not pay attention to me. They would not think I'm a worthy being. Do I think I'm a worthy being? Can I live in the state of absolute consciousness of the isness right now? Can I live in the introspective awareness of my divine self right now and be that introspective awareness of who I really am? Can I walk the pathways of my inner self without time, without mode? I'm wherever I want to be, I don't even want to be. I'm wherever I think the moment I think it. If I think I'm in my inner self, I am there. If I think I'm in the outer world, in any known country or place, I'm there. If I think I am the ideal man, the ideal woman, the ideal thought, I am there. And what does the ideal man, woman, thought be? What is that ideal? That ideal is being now. Being that introspective, total expression of reality right now. Being all in all right now. But what value is it? Oh, what value is it, we ask? And the answer is very simple, very definite, very perfect. The value is that that's our reality. Oh, I think that what I can see, touch, taste, feel, hear, know in any way, that's reality. And how strange that is. It's the reality of just an instant. It's a reality of the moment. It's ever-changing. No stability to the senses. No stability to the outer world. It's always dissolving and resolving and dissolving and resolving. And when I'm on my introspective path, I'm on the only reality that there is. I'm at the allness that's right now, the isness that's right now, the beingness that's right now. And that's the path that makes a difference for me. That's the path that makes a difference for me, because I find every time I can be still and know that I am God, every time I can be still and know that I am that I am, every time I can be still and delight in fantastic experience, the flow of ideas, the flow of and rhythm of thought. Every time I can be as my thoughts are, I'm living in a glorious, magical, wonderful world. And it is so exciting and so rewarding and so truly great that I could not imagine anything to be more wonderful than that is. For that's where I am, and that's what I do. And that's why I suggest, when you come to the end of the road, stop. Go within yourself. In that introspection within yourself, you'll find that you were really on nothing at all. It was just a symbol of something. And now you awaken to the reality of all, the divinity of all, the magic of all, within you right now. And this magic is for everyone. This magic does not touch one upon the other. This magic enfolds all, and you feel so fantastic. You feel so magical. You feel so as though you had never lived before, and truly, you have never lived before, before you enter into your introspective self. And once you enter your introspective self, then, for the first time, you begin to live, you begin to be, and you are. Because that's what life's all about. That's what the world is all about. And that's what the magic is all about for you and for me. Enter into that magic today with me. And as you enter into that magic with me, you'll find all sorts of wonderful, strange, and exciting adventures waiting for you at the end of the road, which is the beginning of all. Have a lovely day. And know that I love you. I love you. I love you.